Only Jesus was able to open the seals and redeem us with his blood, as we hear in this comment from Mike McIntosh.
You are worthy to take the scroll, open the seals thereof, for you were slain, this is Jesus, you have redeemed us to God by your blood. There's nobody in the world that could say those words except a born-again Christian. And you've taken us out of every kindred, every tongue, every people in every nation. There's only one group of people that could say those words and sing the new song that has those words, and that's you. You're going to be in heaven in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye.
And I'll stand up and shout, and I'll praise you, Lord Jesus. And I'll stand up and sing.
The great hope of the Christian church is to reign with Jesus throughout the ages to come. The assurance of the return of Jesus Christ has given Christians comfort in the midst of suffering for thousands of years. Today, like Christians before us, we look forward to the return of Jesus as judge and king. On this edition of Chapter and Verse, Mike McIntosh is our instructor as we study Revelation chapter 4 and 5. So now let's resume the study, the throne room of heaven.
But it was a room inside of a room inside of a room. There's over 200 microphones that the Russians had in our embassy recording everything going on. But this was a room inside of a room inside of a room. And switches would go on and sounds would come and they'd say, okay, you can talk openly now. You see, the Lord sees everything. You're not hiding anything from him. You can't get away from him. I had to sign a piece of paper to a, I'm pretty sure he's CIA, standing at a bank of TV sets, watching all the stairways and the elevators and the access that would be anywhere near this part of their security. And I said, I'm not signing a blank piece of paper. Well, you're not going in that room. I said, but I'm not signing a blank piece of paper. How do I know there's not going to be something here that somebody types in later and I confess to something that I'm not even part of, or you make me look like a weirdo or something. Said, you want to go in there and find out what's going on? Then you need to sign this paper. I signed the paper. I'm not a weirdo. So they didn't do that to me. But it's something, the world will hold stuff over your head. God never holds anything over your head. He forgives. As far as the east is from the west, does he remove your sins from you. If you go from the North Pole to the South Pole, you're going south. You get to the South Pole, you're now going north. But if you get on the East Coast and go east, you're going east. But if you go towards the west, you're only going west. East and west never meet. North and south do. Your sins will never catch up with you or ever meet you again. Amen. Remember, God has cleaned your slate. You're free. Verse 8. We see that these are eternal creatures, day and night. So we're going to be like that. I don't know that we're going to sleep or recharge batteries. I don't know if Tesla's going to be up there. But you and I are going to be up there. And we're going to be eternal. In verse 8, these beasts give glory to God and honor. And you and I should do that for eternity, from this moment on. And then we look and we see the words of their hearts. Holy, holy, holy Lord God. And they go on and they worship God and they bless his holy name. Now I want to close this chapter with you turning to Colossians chapter 1 verse 12. Colossians is in the New Testament. It's after the book of Acts. Keep going to your right to Corinthians and Romans and Galatians. And little Colossians by Philippians right after Ephesians. And I'd like you to underline this in your Bible and get to know it. That's a simple book. It's only four chapters, but man, is it profound. Listen to this. Chapter 1, verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father. Giving thanks unto the Father. And we see they're doing that in heaven. Which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. You and I, by accepting Jesus Christ, have the inheritance that these people in heaven have, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Now, the power of darkness, most of us in this room know what that is. It's dark. It's wicked. It's evil. We've been delivered from that power. That's one reason we praise his name tonight. We're grateful. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who, Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, all those creatures in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible. You've never seen a proton or a neutron or an atom. They're invisible. But there's invisible things going on the planet, in the earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers, even the bad ones and the evil ones. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. That's who you gave your heart to, the number one of all creation. And he's not a bit religious. I want you to hang on to that. Because if the Lord is for you, who in this world can be against you? Don't forget, you're the son or the daughter of the Most High God. You're an honorable woman, an honorable man, and you must live up to it. You're an ambassador for Jesus Christ. Your language, your tact, your emotions, your feelings have to always be under control by the Holy Spirit so that you can talk to another soul that hasn't been delivered from darkness. And you better believe you'll start getting beat up the more people you try to free their souls. Now turn to Romans chapter 5. And I'd like you to look at these two verses and that you would hold on to them like this position you have in Colossians. Romans chapter 5, right after the book of Acts, book of Romans. Verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. First of all, you are justified by your faith in Jesus. That justifies you that you're a free human, a free husband, a free wife. You're free from the bonds of sin as an addict. You're not any of that stuff anymore. You're a new creature in Christ. So don't look at yourself as a loser. You just won. You won the all-time award, eternal life. Yes, both of you, I'm happy you're happy about that. But then you come to Romans 5. You are justified by this faith. We have peace with God. Peace with God. Peace means the absence of hostilities with God. There is no more battle, struggle about if you believe or you don't believe. You trust, you don't trust. You love, you don't love. You believe, you don't. No, you have peace with God. There's a cessation of hostilities. That war is over in your flesh. Also, now you have access by faith into this grace. And grace is unmerited favor. You have inherited everything that God ever created. You realize that? All the universes, all the stars, all the galaxies that nobody knows really too much about, you've inherited, they belong to you. Your Father made them for your good pleasure. And he wants you to spend eternity enjoying what he has made for you. Now, I've got 6 kids. And I know what it's like to be a daddy. And I know what it's like to be a poor daddy. And I know what it's like to be a bigger poor daddy and an older poor daddy. But I know how much my love covers a multitude of poorness. And my kids want the love. And they know that. And then their 31 grandkids and great-grandkids that they gave us, I love them just as much. I'll do anything for them. That's what God would do for you. Anything and everything. So he's way ahead of us, eons ahead of us. But he's got so much waiting for you. And we can't even speak it into being. There aren't words for it. So Notice the picture of the rapture. Chapter 1, Jesus revealed the life from the dead. Chapter 2 and 3, he talks to the church, tells them and warns them, judgment is coming, get your act together. Then chapter 4, John's taken up into heaven, and now we'll close with chapter 5. We see the church in heaven, and she's singing. And Holland is going to help us sing. I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and without, the backside sealed with seven seals. Now this is a very important book. And just like chapter 4 was focused on heaven, chapter 5 is looking at this book, or in some of your scriptures it calls it a scroll. John was taken up immediately, and he's there. He sees God on the throne. The next focus is, what is this seven seals wrapped around a book or a scroll, as it would be? Well, many believe, I know Chuck Smith really believed it, and other commentators believe it's the title deed to planet Earth. And that God gave Earth to Adam and Eve. They were given dominion over the animals and over the earth and the fowl of the air. Everything was under their control. They gave it away to Satan when they listened to his lie. He went out after killing Abel through his brother Cain. Cain went out into the land of Nod, east of Eden. And that's where everybody nods out, I guess. Because he went over there and he built a city and named it after his own family. And it becomes the first city as a role model of city government, county government, state government, federal government. Godless. Very first government of man was without God. So I'm not surprised we're at the end of the age and we have a really godless government in one of the most godly countries in history. So remember, John was taken up immediately, and you're going to be taken up immediately. We're not all going to die, but changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, immediately. We were with him looking at just one section of heaven, but this fifth chapter, the first focus is the scroll. And we look at this, and we realize it has seven seals. Now, if you take some history books and look at the first century in real estate, a scroll with seals on it meant that whoever owned that property had the deed. And this becomes an issue. Who owns it? Who has the right to have this? Well, one of the first things we see is, I saw a strong angel, and he is proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy? Worthiness is the word here. And that's a question for you and me. Who is worthy? None of us are worthy. But by the grace of God, we're worthy. Who is worthy to open the scroll, to loose the seals thereof? And no man, look at this, in heaven, so humans are in heaven, nor in earth, humans live on earth, neither under the earth, somebody's living under the earth, and now with the last four UFOs that were shot down, they're talking about these things that come out of the ocean, spaceships or something, and shoot off. And they're wondering, so no telling what's going on under the earth. Hell's down there. I wept much. Now this is the apostle of the church who walked with Jesus. I wept much. Why? Because no man was found worthy to open and to read the scroll, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said to me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And behold, and I saw, lo, in the midst of the throne, now look at this picture, one of the four beasts, and then in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns, seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. I want to pause here for a moment because we're ready to go home. And I'd like to worship a little bit with you and pray with you. You know, when John saw Jesus, John the Baptist, he said, behold, the Lamb of God. Now we see the Lamb of God standing, looking like he is slain. In Zechariah, he said, they will say to me, my brother's house, where did you get these holes in your hands from the cross? And he'll say, in the house of my brothers. in Israel, the Jews. And they're not going to understand it right away. But I think what's going to be beautiful for you and me, when we get to heaven, I have no idea what's going to happen to our memory and what it was down here, because it's all going to be a different focus, and the people we love are going to be with there, us. And I don't know what all that is, but I think the beauty will be if Jesus still has those scars. For all eternity, when we see him, we'll bow. I'll kiss his hand and see his feet. And maybe Isaiah said, his visage was so marred that beyond any man. Otherwise, and I've talked with some of you that used to be gangbangers and fighters, you can beat a man up so badly he doesn't look like a man. The blood, the swollen, the broken eye bones up here, and then the nose and the cartilage and the blood and the eye popping out and knocking the teeth out and hitting the jaw and busting it and twisting the neck. And a man's going to look pretty bad. And they pulled his beard out with chunks of flesh, plaited a crown of thorns on his head, beat him with 39 lashes across his back, and went to break his knees, and he is already dead, and they put a spear in his side and blood and water poured out. I think that's the beauty for us, is that he's not all cosmetically made up like a Hollywood actor. He's who he is. He's the Lamb of God that was slain. I thank that Lamb for humbling himself for such a proud man as myself. I want to see the Lamb as a Lamb. And to know that he's the Creator, it's just going to be too much fun, isn't it? Just overwhelming time forever. So he goes on, and as we close this, it says, don't weep anymore, because the root of David has prevailed to open the book. I look in the midst of the throne, the Lamb has been slain, and he came and took the book, or the scroll, out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. When he took the scroll, they all beasts and elders fell down before him, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. Now you wonder if your prayers are answered. But we have a man sitting in the back there last week that I prayed for and told him to go to the hospital right now. Then I asked you all to pray for him, and he went to the hospital. And they found out there was no problem. And I think it's because of your prayers. I honestly do. Now look at this. If you're not a woman prone to prayer or a man prone to prayer, I love praying all day long, unceasingly. But look at this. Your prayers are in golden vials with perfume aroma, odors coming out when they open up your prayers to the Lord. Is that amazing? Your little prayer. Oh, Lord, bless my right toe. It hurts so much. It makes us get a little more purity in our prayers. Now that you know people are smelling them and hearing them, and you want it to be worshipful when you come to him with your petitions and your praise. The prayers of the saints. And a new song is sung, and this is the picture. The church is in heaven. You are worthy to take the scroll, open the seals thereof, for you were slain, this is Jesus, you have redeemed us to God by your blood. There's nobody in the world that could say those words except a born-again Christian. And you've taken us out of every kindred, every tongue, every people, and every nation. There's only one group of people that could say those words and sing the new song that has those words, and that's you. You're going to be in heaven in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Maybe I don't have to drive all the way home tonight. I don't know. He's made us unto our God, kings and priests. That's right. You're a kingdom of priests. And you are going to reign on the earth. I beheld and heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the elders, the beasts. The number was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. That's millions. 10,000 times 10,000. Who's a mathematician? Isn't that into the multi-millions? Hundreds of millions? Plus more thousands? Wow. Wow. Every creature crying out, worthy is the Lamb who is slain to receive power and riches, wisdom, strength, honor, and glory, and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven, on the earth, under the earth, such as, or even in the sea, that are in them heard I all the creatures, the whales, all of them. Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits on the throne and unto the Lamb forever. And the four beasts said, Amen. The 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that lives forever. There's a neighborhood, we have a bridge from our street. You turn and come out underneath the bridge, and then you go out onto the main highway. And there's a hole underneath the bridge. And every year this time, mommy barn owls, white-faced owls, come and climb into that hole. So the other day, I was walking, and I saw the mommy owl. She's up there laying on her eggs for the babies this year. And she's got this feathers all around her face, pure white, with a beak. Well, last year, I had a Mustang for many years, and it was a convertible. I pulled up my convertible, and I saw the mommy with a baby on each side of her. And I'm talking to them just like they understood everything I was saying. Hey, owls, your mom's cute, and you're both cute. Guys, how you doing, buddy? Waving them. And this one little guy is going like this the whole time, trying to figure out who I am. And I honk my arm and say, hey, Jesus made you. Jesus loves you. And this one is, you know, he's going like that. So as I slowly pull away and say goodbye, he stuck his head out of the hole like this and followed me, go all around the street. I want to meet that guy when I get to heaven. He's made everything for you. He'll answer every question. You can skydive without a parachute through our galaxy, probably, and have an angel just point everything out and tell you whatever you want to know. You'll see people that are going to be surprised and say, you made it in? Yeah. It's going to be wonderful. So, Father, as we stand before your throne right now, we wish to be like all those creatures, throwing their crowns down before you and loving you. We want to be worshiping you day and night. We want to fill your throne room with our prayers, a sweet incense. Lord, fill those golden vials with a million more prayers. We pray for the souls of Romoland, Paris, Menifee, Sun City, Riverside, San Bernardino, Coachella Valley, all the deserts, cities out there that are going to get wiped out by the San Andreas Fault. We pray for these millions of people in Los Angeles and Orange County and San Diego County. You'll have mercy. Take each and every one of us and let us be a part of your plan to help these people that are lost in darkness like we were. That we can give them hope. And we can tell them our story. And you can spark hope and faith in their lives. I pray that you'll baptize us all afresh with the Holy Ghost tonight, Lord, and fill us with your overpowering love, that we could truly be Christians, waiting to go to heaven, but about our Father's business until you do call us. Don't let us be lazy and don't let us be bums. Let us be about your business.
Yes, Lord.
And you can stand right now, and I just say, some of you tonight, I'd like you to settle the struggle about Jesus in your heart. I want you to come forward. Some of us want to pray for you. You're just almost there, but you're being honest with yourself and you're not there. Surrender yourself tonight. Don't go another hour of angst in your heart. So come up forward right now. And then I know there's some of you that have asked for prayer. Some of you are sick. Some of you have cancer. We'd like to pray for you too. So as we worship this holy moment and time stops for us, will you come forward to the Lord and let's get some things settled this evening that you'll be at total peace in Jesus' name.
The final verses of Revelation chapter 4 remind us that the purpose of all things is to give God pleasure. That's a great truth that evades many people for their whole lives. You've been listening to Mike McIntosh with another installment of our series in the Book of Revelation here on Chapter and Verse Radio. We'll return to our studies next time in Chapter 6 when we'll see more of the opening of the seven seals. If today's broadcast has caused you to realize that perhaps you need additional spiritual direction to help answer some of the questions you may have about a relationship with God, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the call He has for your life. Then may I direct you to our website. There you can click on the Know God link. You'll find insight and resources there to help you. The address is MikeMacintosh.com. And from this site, you'll also be able to access a wide variety of audio teachings by Mike on practical and personal spiritual topics. Well, as we close our broadcast for today, I'd like to take a moment to remind you that Chapter and Verse only continues to be heard daily on this station due to the support of our listeners. So we do appreciate you praying for this ministry. Then if you'd like to be a part of keeping this radio outreach on the air, write to us at Chapter and Verse, P.O. Box 231150, San Diego, California 92193. Again, it's Chapter and Verse, Box 231150, San Diego, California 92193. The Seven Seals, that will be our topic next time on CNV, and you're invited to join us then. Chapter and Verse is presented by Horizon International Ministries.
And I'll stand up and shout.